part of an empire. And an empire is a nation composed of different races living under various forms of government. A republic cannot be an empire. For a republic rests upon the theory that governments derive their just powers from the consent of the governed, and colonialism violates this theory. We do not want the Filipinos for citizens. They cannot, without danger to us, share in the government of our nation. And moreover, we cannot afford to add another race question to the race question which we already have. Neither can we hold the Filipinos as subjects, even if we could benefit them by so doing. That such an inconsistency would paralyze our influence as the world's teacher in the science of government. Our experiment in colonialism has been unfortunate. Instead of profit, it has brought loss. Instead of strength, it has brought weakness. Instead of glory, it has brought humiliation. It has more than doubled our standing army, and there is talk of further increase. It has enlarged our navy, and in fairness, our famine, there is still larger navy. Public sentiment ought to be right for the adoption of the democratic plan announced in 1900. First, that we give to the Filipinos the immediate promise of ultimate independence. Second, that that independence be recognized as soon as a stable government can be established. We retain such harbors and coaling stations as we may need. And third, that the Filipinos be protected from outside interference while they work out their destiny. This protection will not be difficult, however, first because the Filipinos will assist us in obtaining their independence, and second because neutralization of Philippine territory can easily be secured by agreement with other nations having interest in the area.